right, boys, it's Ole Boston and Jacob Ardown of Paydays. Jacob, we got some massive live guests.
Yeah, tell this is a super exciting one for us. Coming up, there is some absolute studs in Braemar today for Debuty League. Some games going down. We're definitely going to try and get as many as we can. For sure, we can tell you, Jason Zucker, good friend.
Yep.
He's going to be hopping on. Absolute beauty. We got Nick Bjugstad.
Legend.
He's just a legend in the game. Absolute beanpole and a super nice guy. You're going to want to hear what he has to say.
We have our boy working the Minnesota State Fair, Vinny Letary. Absolute legend. We were here 2 years ago. One of the first guys we met here. Who else we got?
And last but not least, we got Brady Shea, spelt Skagey, from the Carolina Hurricanes. This guy's an absolute beauty.
A little Storm Surge action.
We're really excited to talk to him. We're going to ask him some stuff about Storm Surge, how he thinks the team's going to do, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And honestly, you're going to want to hear some of Vinny Letary's stories.
So all that's coming up, boys. So tune in. Episode number 19, coming in hot.
All right, boys. It's time to grip it and rip it.
Couple Tandy Terminators right here, boys.
That's right, boys. Low cheese missies.
Now you got a couple Mike Monsters, right, Jacob?
That's right, boys. Yeah.
We're here at Braemar. Jacob, so let's jump into some interviews.
We got
with a couple of the boys. There's a ton of players here today.
One of our favorites we've known for a long time. Haven't worked with him, which is weird, but good dude. He's playing in Pittsburgh now. Is it Jared?
A little
Jason?
Couple questions. His name's Jason.
His
name's Jason Zuccarello.
Is it
Zuccarello?
It's Zucker or Zucker?
Zucker.
I think it's Zucker. Jason Zucker.
I don't
friend.
Know, but he plays for the Penguins and he potentially played with Crosby.
Good friend.
Here we go.
Right, we're here at Braemar, our boy Jason Zucker. How did it feel to score a nasty goal with my mitts?
You know what? It felt better knowing that you guys were behind me, but that was quite possibly the worst experience of my life wearing those gloves.
You hated it?
Yeah.
How was the feel though with the mitts?
I couldn't move my wrists. I was in a cast. I felt like, you know, it wasn't, I think great style though. You guys have the best style in the league for sure, but it was, they weren't great.
Counter question. When you came to Calgary, we messaged you, you ignored us.
Completely false. Next question.
So when we go back to Pittsburgh, obviously you're going to get a season tickies.
I mean, are you guys moving there or are you just like stopping by?
Just stopping by.
I'll get you tickets for, I mean, the one game.
So no season tickies?
No. You're just going to sell them.
Yeah. I'm trying to pay my mortgage right now for sure.
A couple questions before you go. What's it like playing with Sid? Obviously, I'm sure you get it a lot, but what's it actually like?
Yeah, he's unbelievable. I mean, anybody that knows him, you know, hockey's just like a side thing that he does. Like, he's the nicest guy you'll ever meet. And then he just happens to be arguably the best player in the world, too. Like, he's unbelievable. Hell of a leader. He's just a fun guy to have around the room. Loves to be around the boys. And he's one of those guys you definitely want leading your team, that's for sure.
Just an absolute beaut.
Beauty.
I definitely love to argue that he's not the best player in the world, but we can save that for another pod, maybe.
I don't think he is.
Not currently.
Jacob's an Ovi fan.
Yeah.
Ovi's trash. No comment. So I've messaged Malkin about 7 times. I think Jacob can confirm. I message him about twice a day on Instagram. He reads every message. I'm not even joking. I'm not joking. Every one, and he just ignores me. Why do you think that is?
G is he's one of the funniest guys you'll ever meet. Like, if you guys are lucky enough to get him on your podcast or something, like, it'd be the best time of your life. He's unbelievable. But I'll tell you, like, I've texted him probably 50 times in my 3 years there. And the only response I ever got was a sushi order that he wanted when I asked him if he wanted sushi when we were in the bubble.
That's a better move by you to get after that.
It was the only chance. I knew he wanted sushi. I heard him say it and I was like, hey, I'm putting one in. Like, what do you want? It's the only text I've ever gotten back.
One out of 50 is not bad.
Yeah, I even sent him like a happy birthday and I don't even know if I got a response.
That's fair. So we'll let you go real quick, but just before you go, obviously we've known you for a few years now. Yeah. If you were going to film with us, what do you think you would need to learn from us?
What do you need to work on, essentially?
Goal scoring. Simple. Just how to score goals.
That's fair. Ways. That's fair. Well, we can definitely set that up. Appreciate you hopping on here with us. And we'll see you in Pittsburgh for those season tickies.
And sick time, boys.
We'll see you soon.
All right, boys, we are here with a top dog in the show, Woo. Carolina Hurricanes, Brandy Skajai, is that correct? Or
That's it, yep.
It's
Brandy Skajai.
Brandy Skajai.
Yeah, yep, that's it.
Like Bandy, like that one?
Brandy.
Brandy.
Yeah, Brandy.
Like the
drink, yeah.
Yeah, okay,
yep.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
So this is, obviously we're at Beauty League. On a scale of 1 to 10, how good are you at hockey?
5, probably middle, right in the
modest,
middle of the pack. Yeah,
modest.
Yeah, not nothing too special, but I can move around up there a little bit.
Yeah. Get it done.
Yeah.
Quick question from me. In all honesty, what's it like playing in the show? Is it pretty cool? We had a question from a fan, like, is playing in the show? Because obviously me and Jacob, we never play in the show. I played 7 years pro, Bangladesh.
I was Virginia League. Yeah.
We never actually got to play in the show. Like, honestly, what is it like playing in the show? Is it pretty cool?
Yeah, honestly, it's very cool. I mean, I think that, I mean, it's pretty cliche, but you dream about it as a kid, and it definitely lives up to the expectations. I mean, just being able to play hockey as a job is we're pretty fortunate. And yeah, to play in front of a bunch of fans, I mean, 18,000 people every night, it's a ton of fun. And you know, just be still like on a team and, you know, shooting for like a common goal. It's a blast for sure.
That's fair. So, you guys, what's it called? The storm at the end?
Yeah, storm surge.
Okay. So the storm surge,
yep.
Are you a fan of doing those or like, would you be okay if it didn't happen anymore?
No, I love it. So funny story. So I got traded to Carolina from the Rangers, and that was the year that they were, you know, creating new storm surges after every game. And I got traded there, and we ended up losing like the first 4 games at home that I got traded there. So me and actually Vincent Trocheck thought we were just ruining the team and everything. And
just bad luck.
Yeah, it was not good. And then the season actually got shut down for COVID. And then we came back and we kind of did like start doing the skull, like just clapping the hands, which,
isn't that Minnesota?
It is, yeah. I think it started there. I might have started in Europe. I'm not sure. But so I never officially participated in like one of the really crazy ones. But I enjoy the skull clap for sure.
I like that. Yeah. I like that.
I actually heard, I don't know how true it is, but from Biz, but once you make the show, just like the birds just come flocking. Is that true?
The birds?
Yeah, the birds.
Girls?
Yeah. Once you make the show, is that like an automatic kind of thing?
I don't know. You're talking to maybe the wrong guy. I'm married, so I'm
we
sure
are talking to maybe one of the young guys, bucks, right?
They might be better to answer that one, but
we asked Jason Zucker, he had no idea.
He didn't have any idea.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not sure either. So you gotta ask them, the young guys, when they come in here, and they'll give you a good answer.
That's fair. So obviously growing up a hockey fan, do you have an all-time favorite hockey jersey?
Wow.
Like, who'd you dream about playing when you were a kid?
Let's see. I love the movie Miracle. So I had a USA hockey.
Oh, that's the one time you guys won the gold?
That's the
one time?
The biggest one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we just win it all the time. So we're not used to it.
No, that was probably the biggest one to, and I don't know, a long time. So we'll take that one. But yeah, I'd probably one of those, the USA jerseys that kind of said USA across the chest. I thought that was pretty cool.
That's fair. Follow up, since you went with the Miracle jersey, obviously playing for your country. Yeah. As a professional athlete, would you prefer to win?
Oh, is this the what if?
Yeah. Would you prefer to win a Stanley Cup or a gold medal for Team USA on the world stage?
Okay, hold on. Let's rephrase this. A Game 7 overtime goal for the Stanley Cup or an overtime goal for a gold medal for your country?
That's a tough one. You guys ask hard questions here. Wow. I don't know. They both be
pretty cool. It is tough.
That's hard. That's
it
hard.
It is tough. I'm going to tell you where I came maybe from. Maybe it'll help you out. So
yeah, let's hear your...
Personally, I mean, I've never played for either.
Yeah.
I'm so Canadian, like love Canada. Yeah. I would personally rather win a gold medal for my country.
He's got a tattooed on his wrist.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Made in Canada. That's great. That's great. Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know. I think I'd maybe say Stanley Cup. I really, that's a tough one.
It's fair.
I think that scoring that goal would be pretty cool.
It's more of a grind. You got 82 plus minimum 16, right? So
yeah.
At the end of it, you're with all the boys, you're part of the family. So it does make sense. But
listen, I'm with you, Brandy Skyjack. If I score that game 7 goal in overtime, I think that's just kind of beats the gold medal goal.
Yeah. It's tough to say either or, but I think that'd be pretty cool. Yeah.
One last question and we'll let you go.
No, all good.
Okay. Going into this next easy. Do you have a prediction for how you boys are doing? Carolina's stacked up pretty good. You boys are looking great out there. How do you think you're going to do? Is it going to be a good season for the Hurricane fans?
I do. I really do. I think, in the last couple of years, we've gotten some playoff experience making it to the second round. And I think we're right there to take that next step. I do think we're going to hopefully make a pretty good run this year. We have a solid team. We got a ton of young guys that are getting to be established guys in the league and that are some elite players. So I think we, definitely have a really good chance of making a good run.
Are you going to out-mish Svech this year?
No, I'm not. No, definitely not.
No mishes from you, hey?
No chance.
Leave that for Svech.
Yeah. All right, boys. That's Brandy Skyjack.
Brady Shea, the record. Spelt really weird, but it's Brady Shea. Thanks for hopping on with us. Appreciate it. Hope you get a couple W's tonight at Beauty League.
Let's do it. Thanks for having me.
Mercy break. Quick mercy break. Obviously, it's our squad, Bauer Hockey. Hooking it up, we got the custom one-of-one gloves made. They got the new Nexus Sync twig out with the triangle technology on the back of the twig. Absolutely nasty twig.
Makes you look like an absolute beaut when you're ripping top cheddy.
And you can customize it. So if you want your team color, you can customize it. Check it out. You can make custom gloves and the new custom Supreme mock skates. Ooh. Absolutely nasty. Some of the nicest skates that we've ever seen. And we're looking forward to trying it. They're just finishing the customizations. So check it out. Bauer Hockey, our Spawnies, lifelong. Love those guys.
All right, we're joined by our boy Vinny Letary. Actually, kind of one of the first guys we ever met when we were in Minnesota here. His pops owns, what is it again at the state fair?
Pizza on a stick.
Pizza on a stick.
Calzone essentially wrapped and then a stick in the middle. And it's like an oval. We have calzones too, but pizza on a stick was kind of his patent outside of sports for him.
Jacob actually can't eat pizza because he's lactose.
Yeah, would you make some without cheese for me?
That's the next invention here.
Yeah.
For Tino.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
For like
just
people like me.
Just marinara and bread. Maybe some pepperoni in there.
Throw some yepperonis on there for sure.
So Vinny's one of the first boys we ever met here in Soda. Coming off a big night, 6 goals.
Absolutely. Just
how you feeling about those 6 tucks?
Kind of mad because I know Genner is going to go out and get 7. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's
you're
going to
watch it. That's why he's always kind of the leader in this. So one day.
Is he playing next?
He is playing next.
Is there any way that we can help make it so he doesn't get there? Like, is there anything that we could do for you?
Skates on the concrete like you were going to do to me before.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Take his blades to the concrete.
Yeah, make him get him sharper during the first half and only give him a half.
Perfect. I can do that for sure. Yeah. And so you're playing in Anaheim now.
Boston now.
Boston just signed now. In Boston. Oh my goodness. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
How stoked do you play with like Marshy, Bergeron? I saw they re-signed Bergeron then.
Yeah, and Krejci too.
Yeah.
I mean, I've watched these guys for so long and it's always, I never even thought I was going to ever play for Boston. It's just not one of my teams. Sometimes you have like a little feel of where you might go, where you might want to end up. But Boston for me, it never really was a place where I thought I was going to end up, but I'm beyond excited because just of the culture there, it's so cool. And it's just winning hockey, and that's all they care about. And watching guys like Bergeron, who's won how many Selkies, and Marchand, who's just like the best rat in hockey. Like, him and Tkachuk are just like the best prototype rats you can get out there, and they're so skilled. So it's so fun for me to watch them, and now to be on the team with them, and hopefully be on the team with them. And guys like Pasternak is just pretty cool for me. And I have a lot of good friends on that team too. One of my best friends is Mikey Riley as well.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So that'll be pretty fun. I haven't played with him since the Gophers.
Going into the season, new team, coming from an organization with a bunch of young bucks. Now you're going into kind of a veteran in the hunt for a Stanley Cup. What is it that you're going to bring to the table? Like, do you see yourself having a good season? Like, what are you doing
besides your good looks and your big legs?
Yeah.
No, honestly, if I can grab anything from Marchand and Bergeron, whether it's a little bit of defensive side, because coaches nowadays in the NHL, it's all they care about is just trusting who they put out there, you know? Yeah. And then when you get into the offensive side of things, it's just having a greediness to your game. And for me, it's always a shoot first mentality. I've been adapting to my game though over the past few years with just being able to adapt, not just shot first, even though I might be looking like it. You've seen Ovi actually trend to that a little bit. He's been shooting everything. And then the last couple of years, like you've seen how many assists he's gotten, and just grade A assists that you thought, okay, this guy's going to shoot, and just slides it over to Wilson or someone like that. Just trying to adapt a little bit of everything into my game, but just, I think that grittiness and just being able to be trusted by the coaches is the biggest thing, I think.
One thing you said about trusting by the coaches, I don't think we've learned that in Calgary, because obviously our coach put Johnny on in overtime.
Zero
trust. I love Johnny to death, but just didn't know what he's doing. And then Connor tucked an OT, kicked us out of the playoffs. But I guess, trust is something in different locker rooms, not Calgary. That's for sure.
Oli just wanted to make a point about how the plan is just,
make a point.
You know, sucker.
And I'm rattled Tkachuk's gone too, so
yeah. So organization like that, original six, known to be gritty. If push comes to shove, are you willing to drop the gloves? Are you willing to stick up for those boys, you know, get in there and muck it up?
Quick question though. Have you ever kind of got into a scuffle at the state fair?
No, but I've been in the booth and heads are ringing off the poles at night. It's actually crazy. That place is dangerous at night.
That's what I was thinking.
Your equipment, your gloves and everything, and just wait at the midway.
Oh, you got a bunch of drunk boys trying to get some za on a stick. Yeah. Can kind of go down.
I've seen stabbings in front of our booth. It's crazy. Gunshots, you name it, that's happening at the fair, which is kind of scary nowadays. But the Wild West at night. That's
for sure. All right, Jacob, we're not going to State Fair.
Yeah.
Staying at Braemar Arena.
Yeah, we're staying at Braemar, Edina. It's, that's wild.
One last question before you get going. We appreciate you being on here. But growing up, what was your dream team to play on? And a counter question, what was the team you didn't want to play on? And you don't have to be on it. If you don't want to play in Boston, that's fine.
No, I actually want to play in Boston, but
dream team.
Dream team's kind of, I had my favorite player was Joe Sakic, so I was kind of, that's where I got number 19 I wore throughout my whole career. And then when I first turned pro, I was 95. That was actually going to be my second number if I could choose. And when I got to training camp with New York, they actually gave me 95, which is very shocking. So, and I didn't even ask for it there. So it stuck with me in pro for a little bit. So now I'm back to 95 in Boston. But my second player, which was Ovi. So I kind of loved the Capitals. But there wasn't necessarily a great team. I feel like as a kid, you don't think of a team. You just you think of a player. And then as you get to like that player so much, then I guess you're just kind of a fan of, for me, it was the Colorado Avalanche and Washington Capitals. But it's pretty crazy to even think how Ovi's, some of those guys are still in the league. When all you did is you can't wait to watch them every single night. I had posters of Ovi in my room everywhere. still do until I sold my house. My parents sold their house 2 years ago. I have pictures of Ovi and I'm playing again. So like, it's ridiculous to say.
Was that the house that we were at where you had the sick rink on the side?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we were at that house. That place was sick.
I was just saucing biscuits in the middle the of the road. Yeah.
That was so fun.
So kind of a dream would just be like you saucing one in the slot to Ovi.
Yeah. Or maybe now him back to me. Imagine that.
Hey, right?
Imagine that.
Just back
door. Now he's a little bit.
And now you got to scrap him though in Boston.
Yeah, it's no, but it was really cool. I think the first time I actually saw him was in Minnesota. I was playing for the Rangers and we got in. I think it was actually we played that night and then we ended up going out in Mini because we had 2 days off and we were flying somewhere else. And we came in right around 1-ish at the hotel. And all of a sudden, like there's a whole team there. I was like, what's going on here? And it was Washington flew in and they just got in when we were getting in. And because they played the Wild in 2 nights. And so we were wandering the halls and all of a sudden I see, I think it was Kuznetsov. I was like, is Ovi here? Because like this is the first time I've in pro that I've like been able to see Ovi. And all he did is like gave me a smirk and just gave me a point. And he was like, follow me. And so he just went to his room and I just met him for the first time there. I was just starstruck. It was the coolest thing ever for me just because I grew up watching him. And like I said, when we have those hockey expos at the Minnesota State High School tournament, I got pictures of Ovi. I got everything in my basement and in my room. It was so cool.
That's wild.
And he was just such a good guy too, which is awesome.
What was his like when you opened the door to his hotel room, what was his first words?
Hi. No. Yeah. He was he probably honestly, he thought I was a fan.
Probably. Yeah.
Like he didn't know like that. I don't know if he knew that the Rangers were in town, but he's like, hey, like, what's up? And he gave me the look I knew is like
the fan look.
Yeah. He's like, what is this guy doing here? And then Kuzi was like, yeah, he's on the Rangers and they're in town and blah, blah, blah. And so we just hung out for like 30, 40 minutes. And then we all hung out with like our team because all the guys around the league know each other. Yeah. So when you get to run into someone on the road, it's always good to catch up. So, but for me, it was like the coolest thing.
What a legend Ovi is. We actually met him once at the NHL All-Star Awards.
After he won the cup.
So that's when he won the cup and he was on like that 3-week bender.
Yeah.
Where he was like swimming in the fountains.
Yeah.
And we jump in an elevator and like we go up to our floor. We're going up to, I don't know where we're going, but the door opens up and Ovi's just chilling in the elevator. We're like, holy shit. That's Ovi in the elevator.
It's pretty cool. And then just like seeing guys like that. It's just like, even like Tiger Woods, just like when you see someone of that stature, it's just like the face of the NHL. When you actually see him in person for the first time, it's like, it really isn't real.
Yeah.
It's like, they always have that aura around them. Like LeBron James, they have like just this energy that just comes with them, but that's why they're the best. So.
Love it. All right, last question before we let you go. Predictions for the season coming up. How's Boston going to do?
Fantastic. Stanley Cups.
I love it. Confidence.
They're a winning team, and you're bringing back Krejci, you're bringing back Bergeron.
This is Bergeron's last year in Boston, though, I'm telling you.
So
it's got to be.
Farewell tour.
Farewell tour, boys. All right, that's Vinny Letary, our boy from Minnesota.
Thanks for hopping on with it. We appreciate it. And we'll see you again soon. Good luck this season.
Six tucks, baby.
Yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Final one of the day. We're here with the beanpole himself, Nick Bjugstad.
Guy's got honestly the biggest legs I've ever seen.
They go for a mile. Thanks for hopping on with us. You had a huge night at Beauty League tonight.
Hold on. I just want to point out this guy had someone taping up his blades.
Yeah, how did you work that out? Do you pay this kid? Like, what's happening?
No, I pay him in fishing lures. That's about it. It's my little cousin here, and he chirps me all the time for my bad style. He calls it sty. I guess that's the new thing nowadays. So apparently I have bad sty, so I make him take care of me.
That's a smart play. It definitely looks like you beat him up. So I wouldn't worry too much about the chirps if I were you.
Yeah. Well, he's like 12 years old. He's like a size 13 shoe, so I should probably lay off him.
Jeez, I'm only an 8 and I'm like 40. God damn. Jacob's never taped up my blades, but
yeah, no, I don't tape up anybody's blades.
Well, let's get him. Come here quick. What's the reason for taping up the blades?
It preserves the edge and it's just looks better.
Like, why? For like, why? What edge?
The edge on the blade. That.
Have you seen this guy's contract? I don't think he's worried about blades.
There's not much edge work in my game anymore.
Well, they get them sharpened, so. Yeah.
Wide turns.
No, not wide turns. Sharp turns.
It's all about the circle backs.
It's like a semi truck when I'm turning. Shit.
All right, so that's Bukestad's personal skate blade taper. In the Beauty League, you just told us you're heading to Arizona.
Yep.
Is that out there yet? Can we say that or no?
It's out, yeah.
It's out there. He's heading to AZ. What's your how do you feel about playing in front of 15 fans?
let's get it straight. I think it's 5,000, and I think they'll manage.
My bad.
So I'm actually kind of excited. I might actually have to take your cowboy boots down there. There's a lot of rodeos going down. So if you guys come down, you got to bring the same outfits, because I've been to a bachelor party down there, and we went to a rodeo, and amateurs could sign up to ride the bull. Anyone could ride. So I'm thinking you guys should make a trip down there and make a deal out of it.
We'll actually be there. I mean, this is honestly probably some tickets we can probably afford.
Yeah.
In AZ, so.
We'll see. This could be a hot ticket. I'm thinking you're going to get fans from all over, because it's going to be an intimate rink, right? It'll be tight on, I mean, you're going to get fans from Canada that'll get to see their players nice and tight. So I don't know. I think it'll be good. I'm being optimistic about it. So, time will tell.
Are you more excited about like the sunshine and the heat year round or the hockey?
For me, I don't like the sun. I'm pale. I don't really like golf.
And you're super close to the sun too.
You don't like golf?
I mean, I like golf, but I'm not very good at it. I've had a couple back surgeries, so I kind of stay off the links. But
so what do you do on your spare time if you don't play golf?
I got two kids. I got two daughters that are 3 and 2 years old. So it's daddy duty full time. Minnesota, obviously, we're on the lake a lot. So that's usually what I'm doing, sitting on the pontoon after a workout.
Did you say two girls?
Yeah, two daughters.
Then you can pop out a boy?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I have a boy in me. They say male athletes, their balls are always warm because they're in compression shorts. So, no, this is legitimate. So many of my teammates have had females, and there's a theory out there that our balls are always warm because we're in compression shorts, not cups, and we produce girls because we're always working out.
Makes
so.
Sense.
Yeah. You guys are good.
Little fun fact, but actually Jacob
just had a baby girl.
Just had a girl like 2 months ago.
2 months old.
Awesome, man. That's awesome.
So, man, so maybe the theory is real.
I'm an athlete.
You got your neck up on right
always.
Now?
Always.
Unreal. All right. Yeah. So I don't think I have boys in me. Maybe if I'm done playing and I have another kid, maybe it'll be a boy, but. Who knows? Maybe I'm overthinking it.
That's fair. What's your nationality? Are you Canadian or are you American?
I'm from Minnesota.
So American.
Grew up here. Yeah, American. Minnesotans kind of, I don't know, we seclude ourselves. I was very sheltered in the fact that I was high school hockey and college hockey. I didn't watch a ton of NHL because the Wild weren't around until I was, I think, 11. So we're so jaded with our own hockey here. It's kind of, we're in our own bubble.
So the girls will grow up and then they'll have a great career and then obviously get crushed by Canada.
Yeah.
That's false. The USA girls, they train where we train and they are beasts. They are specimens.
Yeah, but I mean, you guys have won how many gold medals?
I don't know.
Jacob, one?
It's a
right? One?
It's actually fun. So no, if you go to the Lowe's just down the street.
This is a real story.
Actual stat. And we were with Ryan Malone, Bugsy.
Yeah.
And we were trying to find some Sharpies. In the United States, you can only buy silver Sharpies. Did you know that?
That is not a lie.
I just had I do a hockey camp within my hometown, and we definitely had more black Sharpies than silver Sharpies. So I don't know.
Yeah, well black, sure. Yeah, black, silver.
We get gold. Yeah.
We get gold.
Yeah, we get gold ones in Canada.
You guys are,
Hey, Skate Rapper, how do you feel about that?
I think we get a lot more gold Sharpies here.
I mean, check the stats. You guys are, bottom of the barrel, but whatever.
Have you seen Miracle?
Yeah, this is crap.
The same gold medal for 40 years.
Over and over. Holy.
Yeah, that's like 1980. It wasn't too long ago.
I'm terrible.
I think I was just a thought in my dad's mind.
I wasn't even close.
Yeah.
My parents were in high school still.
Yep. Likewise. You know what, though? USA Hockey, I think we got a bright future. William, actually, he's a hockey player, so maybe we'll see him in the red, white, and blue, and you can shut you guys up.
Yeah. Well, hopefully. Hopefully you can actually do something with it. Here's a fun question. Since you're obviously a proud American.
Oh, yeah.
Like after this banter, would you rather win a gold medal for your country or a Stanley Cup?
You keep forgetting how to...
That's a crazy question. That's a tough one.
Okay, how about the second part of this question is... You win it in overtime, game seven to win the cup.
That's if you hit the ice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's if you hit the ice because you're not that good. So, game seven overtime, or, you know, I don't know if you forgot when Crosby scored the gold medal game. Would you rather have that or a game seven overtime goal to win the cup? Personally, me, I'm going with the cup. Yeah. Jacob's going with the gold medal goal.
Yeah, I'm going cup without the scenario even happening. And also, I'm not going to make the Olympic team. And I do have I'm still in the league. So that's the only way I can win something. So we'll go Stanley Cup. But I think I shouldn't say it's way harder. It's just more grueling to win a Stanley Cup than.
Fair. But wouldn't.
Not that I've done either. So I should probably not speak on that. But you guys know what I mean.
Wouldn't it also be arguable to like come together? Guys that don't play together and do it in a week.
That's cool. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's cool. But it's also not as like, you don't have as much adversity, ups and downs. Sorry. Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm Stanley Cup. I don't even think it's a question, but
yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. I feel like it's not that hard. And it's kind of weird, but I think it's harder to win a Stanley Cup than it is to win an Olympic gold. Personally, for me,
we're all sitting here talking. We're never gonna win a gold, any of us. Maybe we get into like boot hockey. William plays bandy. We could jump on a bandy team.
Do you want to say bandy? What is bandy?
Let's try bandy.
You guys,
what is bandy?
I've never played it, but let's play it.
It's pretty big in the
it's
U.S.
It's a big ice surface, right?
Big and sweet.
Yeah. So it's or it's.
Big. What are you Swedish?
Yeah, he's got. We got Swedish descent, but so it's a mini. It's like a shorter stick. I've actually
like
never
the field
played.
Hockey style.
Yeah,
isn't
exactly.
It?
Yeah. But you're on the ice. Bigger nets.
Like the soccer nets.
Should be great for
it's
all.
Like super easy.
It's like FIFA, field hockey, ice hockey. Yeah.
Jacob, we would excel.
Is it contact?
Is that you're hitting?
Is it contact?
Can you hit?
No.
No.
Okay, so we gotta amp that
if,
up.
If you hit, how many games you get? Like spennied? Like
season.
Yeah, for a hit.
Holy smokes. It is European then. It's very European.
Soft.
My point is we could try to win a gold. Well, you guys are Canadian, so you guys can beat it. But the U.S.
We
here,
go toe-to-toe.
I mean, that's my calling. After
imagine
that.
How I could flip them on a hip check.
Oh, yeah. Here's my thing is like me and Jacob, obviously, we're perfect. We are the very first, and you laugh, but we're the very first professional mini stick players ever.
Do you know what it means to be professional?
Well, is it a...
It's true. What do you mean to lie? Get paid to play mini stick.
To be a professional, it's about receiving currency to do what you're doing.
Yeah.
We got paid to play mini sticks.
So we're the first professional mini stick players
therefore,
in the world.
According to Webster's Dictionary.
Team Canada, us in mini sticks against team... What are you, Swedish or USA? Okay.
Here's my question. If you had to ask your 10-year-old self, would you rather be an NHL player or a professional mini sticks player? You'd probably say professional mini sticks player. So technically, you guys made it.
We made our dream came true.
Like, how much did you love mini sticks when you were a kid?
That was
the best.
All of it. Getting kicked out of hotels.
Yeah.
Do you have any good mini stick stories when you were a young buck?
Jeez. I got headbutted one time and had like 15 stitches.
Still have a scar. See it. It was like,
sure, you can.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Did you keep playing or did you tap out?
I battled it. No, I went
forward and bled.
My mom actually took a night call. I remember this perfectly. She took a night call and I had to wake her up and she was on another planet. And she had to take me to the hospital. So it was like probably not safe. On a night call, yeah. So I probably shouldn't reveal that information, but that was a while ago. So I love you, Mom.
Don't NyQuil and drive.
That's got to be illegal, right?
You know, but you know, it's taking
back in the day though.
Takes forever, son. You know, got to get those stitches. Yeah. I love that story.
Oh man, yeah. How about you guys?
Our biggest probably injury in mini sticks is I don't know. We're a lot of like, hack and whack.
Yeah.
Like we just,
you know,
our main goal is attempted murder in mini sticks.
Yeah.
Is if we can kill the other guy, that's fair enough. If we get a couple goals in the process, we win the game. But ideally, we want to kill each other.
Yeah, it's all about blood.
When you guys actually played hockey, what kind of players were you? Like, legit.
So legitimately, you
I'm would. A D-man.
He's actually a very... I give him shit all the time because I say D is the most useless position ever. You grab the puck, you throw it up to the forwards. We do all the work, blah, blah, blah. Yep, don't get tired. But in hindsight, this guy is actually an unbelievable D-man. Huh? This guy's he's eating shots in beer league games.
Straight up, yeah.
Blocking shots.
You got some heart.
I don't know if you were here, but I actually laid down to block passes with no gear in beauty league.
In the beauty league.
You know what? We're missing four guys on Wednesday, so... I think we can find you guys pairs of skates.
We got gear here. So.
Yeah.
And we have full gear.
We'll talk to Ben Hankinson and make it happen. You guys should play. We're already in the playoffs, so I think it should be done.
But I was like, oddly enough, because I'm like half your size. I think I come up to your belly button.
What are you, 6'4"?
6'6". So I'm saying,
oh, shit, I'm 6'3".
A little shorter because I'm kind of slimmer. Don't say skinny.
You have some big legs, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to put on weight. I'm trying to, it's hard for me. And a little self-conscious about it, so don't bring it up.
No, I think you look good. You look hefty.
This guy actually, Jacob crushes McDonald's like you wouldn't believe, and he doesn't gain weight. Nice. He does not gain weight,
for
man.
For real.
You're a fighter?
Yeah, in 5 years as a junior, I had 5 goals all by accident.
Off the head,
I tell you for real, I did not earn a single one of those.
Yeah, hey, you got a good role, though. Not everyone wants to block shots.
I played a great role. I got cut 3 times in a row.
Is that right?
No, for real.
Yeah, well, hey, you're here today.
I'm here today.
Pro mini hockey stick player.
Yeah, pro mini twiggers. Yeah.
So you heard it first from Nicholas Blukshed.
No, it's B. How do you say his name?
B. Jugstead?
Yeah.
What's it actually?
It's Norwegian, and that J is silent, so it's Bjugstad.
What's your nickname? Because I feel like
I would say Bjuki.
Yeah, I mean, it's Bjuki. So a lot of the Northeast Canadians is Bjuki. It's Bjugi. I got a lot of. Did you ever read? I won't go through all of them, but there's some good ones.
Did you ever read the Archie comics? Like, I feel like no. Jughead would just roll with it. Like
Jugs, yeah, I've been called Jugs once or twice. Yeah, Bugs. We'll go with Bugs. That's the most standard one.
There's so many options with it.
Yeah, like, there's a ton.
It's a long last name.
Oh, it is.
At least it's not Smitty, you know?
Smitty, that's an easy one.
But. All right. We'll let you get going. I kind of want to have a little sit down here with your cousin here after, but
yeah,
I kind of want to, yeah, a little city slicker here. But one last question for you. Growing up as a Norwegian, I don't even know where that is. That's like what, Jacob, what's that, East Coast?
Norway.
Yeah, but what country is that?
Norway.
Yeah, but what country?
European.
Oh, so European. What was your favorite NHL team growing up? Like your go-to?
Yeah, North Stars weren't around. Colorado Avalanche. I had family. Yeah, I was such a bandwagon jumper. Family in Colorado, they were the best team, them and the Red Wings. So I feel like it's either one or the other.
So like go-to player growing up, and don't say me or Jacob, like who like who is your idol? Probably Sakic?
No, Peter Forsberg.
Oh, Forsberg.
We're pretty similar players. Yeah. So that's fair,
didn't he like end his career because he was like mowing his lawn?
That was Sakic.
No.
Oh, Sakic, and he got his snowblower.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he got his finger caught in a snowblower. Chewed his fingers off. No, for real, I'm not lying.
The snowblower thing, he went to like clean the office.
Clean it out and chopped his fingers off.
And he chopped a...
How many
like
did he lose?
Two or one or...
I think it was like just the tips, but legit, that was the story.
I gotta fact check this.
For real, I'm not even lying to you. For real, like, he cut his fingers off in a snowblower accident.
Damn, that's a tough thought. Good for him, snow blowing. Didn't McDavid say I have a...
Yeah, what a loser.
The heated driveway.
That's, I mean...
Clutch.
Kind of.
That's
a new age. But then you got Sakic cutting his fingers off. That's crazy, man. So, right. I hope you guys aren't snow blowing. You guys are at the point now where you have no sponsorships.
Yeah, right? We're at the point where we just pay people to do stuff. Like, we're pretty big deals. Like,
Yeah. I love it.
As a Forsberg fan, Wednesday night, our last night here, chances we see that Forsberg one-handed move game.
I will give you $100 Canadian if you do that in a game.
You have the reach, though.
I did a slap shot from the hash marks.
You're fucking 7'9". You easy.
Yeah, I don't know if I...
And these goalies are trash D1 goalies.
Barkov. That's a Barkov deal. Barkov used to do it one hand and get it in the air. Or he still does, but...
Barkov. Who's that?
Yeah. See, you know what?
We got Huberto now, that though.
Canadians don't.
We just got Huberto.
Yeah, Hubie's a he's the best. He's a beauty.
How is he as a beauty person?
Yeah, great. Just super good around the room. Relaxed guy. Brings
Oxcore guy.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah, he likes to put some French music on there.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, we used to get after it to C'est la vie in the locker room. No, that ain't it. That ain't it. Yeah, trying to think what else. But yeah, Hubie's great. But you guys need to show Barkov a little more love up north.
I love Barkov. I think Barkov's unbelievable. He's a good player.
I'm just trying to be cool.
I know. He's in my opinion, a top five player in the league. So
do you think
hot take.
There's a chance that we get Bugs in Calgary? A little reunion.
I can make some calls.
Bro. Yeah, put in a good
Hubes,
word.
I mean, it just makes Hubes and Bugs. Yeah. Like,
we're absolutely hurting, though. We are. As a Flames fan, we're hurting.
AHL team.
What are you talking about?
We got Hubes, but like...
And Uyghur.
We got an AHL team.
No, yeah. You guys will be good. You guys will
don't
be good.
Pump our tires to make us feel good.
Well, are you like Minnesota... We're Minnesota Vikings fans, so every year we're like...
Oh. I have never been to an NFL game in my life.
You're better off watching on TV. Honestly,
that was just like an invitation for you to invite me to one, but sure. Yep. Gotcha.
We'll go to a Cardinals game if you guys come down. How about that? We'll go to the
I don't even know what that
Cardinals
means.
Game. Yeah. Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona.
Dallas?
Arizona. Where he's going to play.
I don't watch football.
Yeah, we got to get you involved in some football. But seriously, if you guys come down to Arizona, we're going to the rodeo and you're going to ride the bull.
Done.
All right.
And
I've ridden
blonde.
A couple bulls in my life. They're Bukestad. I've ridden a couple bulls.
So Richie took us to Bottle Blonde, and I want to go back.
Yeah, that's a wild spot. Actually,
we have a funny story about Richie, but we can't tell it on air. We'll tell you later. But okay, nice. What a legend.
I'm looking forward to
it. Legendary story.
All right. That's Bukestad going to Arizona.
All 3,000 people are going to enjoy it. Great hockey player, great dude. Thanks for joining us.
Let's get his cousin in here quick before we cut
quick
it.
Quick chat with cuz.
Yeah, get in here, cuz.
Thanks, Nicholas.
Yeah, boys. We'll see
ya. All right, we got Nicholas Bajukstad's cousin in here.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Will Ackerman. Play Minneapolis hockey.
All right, Will. Why are you taping up his blades?
Because it just like protects them and
so, you know how much money he makes?
Yeah, but
that
like
millions of dollars. You think he's worried
he
about
he doesn't make $1 million a year.
Yeah, but he's got makes a lot of money. You think he's worried about lacing up his blades?
Well, what if he goes on the ice?
He has newer skates than we do.
Well, you guys are sponsored.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Get
is
new ones.
Point. Yeah, we're trying.
They're just being customized still.
Yeah,
just
they're being customized, them. Yeah. So what else
the
do
Bauer
you do?
The Bauer store is so, in Bloomington.
Okay, so would you if you were to describe your game, how would you describe it? Are you like him or are you playmaker? So if I were to describe my game, I'm like Sidney Crosby strength, Connor McDavid speed, Johnny Gaudreau edges, Nathan MacKinnon shot. Like I can go on forever. Like how would you describe your game?
I have like a really good shot.
Oh, nice.
Pretty good
who
hands.
Who though?
Nathan MacKinnon.
Fair, yeah.
Ooh.
A name back release, yep.
Probably...
Speed,
probably little Bukestad.
Oh, a little shout out.
Ackerman, though,
okay.
So
you got heavy feet?
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, what would you say your like, you know, core strength? Like for me, like I'm a Crosby. I'm tough to get off the puck. Like you?
Probably Crosby.
Yeah, same.
I'm good at protecting
same
puck.
Okay.
I just hear you trying to be like Ole right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like him.
What do you
smart
mean?
Play.
7 years pro, 12-time All-Star?
Smart play.
I don't want to talk about.
You mean mini stick professional?
Yeah.
So obviously you're chasing the dream right now. What's one team you would hate to play for? And I hope they hear this at your draft.
Probably.
Throw them under the bus. Don't be shy.
Anaheim Ducks.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Zegers?
Yeah, he should get traded.
Zegers, Sonny Milano.
Sonny Milano's
who is that?
Exactly. So ask me what team I want to play for.
What team do you want to play for?
I'm not quite sure, but I'll take any team.
So do you? What's your favorite hockey team right now?
Arizona Coyotes.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go. So is
Unky
it
Bukey?
Is it safe
Unky
to say?
Bukey.
I feel like there's two options as to why. One, Unks playing there. And cousin. Two.
Cousin.
Oh, sorry. Cuzzy. Old Cuzzy.
Cuzzy Buke.
There's a chance that you get to eat hot dogs out of a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Hot dogs out of the cup. Sounds good.
Okay, so what are you playing now? Last question. What are you playing?
Left double wing.
A? No.
What do you mean?
Position. Like double A, triple A.
Like, what do you mean? Like, no, I'm like a bantam.
Like what?
But I haven't tried out yet.
Oh, so you're Pee Wee.
I was a Pee Wee. I was on Pee Wee.
So how many points are you getting Pee Wee?
I had 43 goals. And what? Yeah.
43 goals?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Okay, and how many assists? Like, how many points?
I don't know.
All of them.
Probably like 60 points.
Okay, so coming into bantam, like, what do you think? How many points are you gonna put up?
Probably like 35.
Oh, get man, come on, so dude. Shoot
humble.
High.
Humble. I like that play.
Like, you're shooting for a hundo.
I like that play. No, he is smart play. You tell the scouts low, and then you overachieve, right?
All
right.
Yeah. It's all a strat.
All right. Like so that. You go. We're gonna get you to get out of here to go tape up some more of Buki's blades, but. Get out of here. Go tape his stuff up before he goes home.
And yeah, we got Omo waiting for us.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Time and to we'll go. See you.
Kick rocks, nerd.
We'll see you in 2 years when he plays what? Or no, what's college hockey?
Oh, quite a while that's still.
Like, okay, we'll see you in a lot. Don't that's forget about us when you're talking 50.
Years.
When you're talking 50 seven in college,
years.
Okay?
Yeah.
And Dibs all your right. First pair of pro gloves.
And Dib,
no.
Dibs 2 sticks.
No.
What do you mean no?
They're I free.
Ask him for sticks.
They're way too tall.
No, he plays in Arizona. He can't afford it.
He can. Have you seen his garage? He has like 100 sticks.
All right, Cousin Buki.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank
Kick rocks. Thanks, boys, for joining us. Appreciate you guys. We'll see you. Hey, we'll bring the wheels Wednesday night. And that is a wrap at the Beauty League in Edina,
legendary.
Braemar, Minnesota. Absolute good time. Great event. If you haven't heard of it, check it out. The Beauty League. Good time. Good people down here. We're always happy to come hang out. And
honestly, Jacob, though, who else gets access to these kind of players?
Nobody does.
Nobody.
Nobody does. So
nobody.
Give me that sweet sound because it is time. It is paydays with On the Bench. I'm Jacob Bardown. That is Oli Postnin. And every time that we get paid, the 1st and 15th, just like paychecks come in, you're going to get paid too. This week's code is BEAUTY in honor of the Beauty League. So BEAUTY, all capitals. Go to our website, www.onthebench.life. Select the mystery item. Put it in your cart. Select your size. Put in the code. Pay for shipping, and it's going to show up to your door. Best merch in the game. Again, it is BEAUTY. All capitals, BEAUTY. Go get the free stuff, and hope you guys enjoy it. If you do not want to pay for shipping, make your shopping cart $50 or more, and shipping is always free from us. And again, it's the best merch in the game.
Go steal your mom's credit card. Go steal your dad's credit card. Steal your grandma's credit card. Just steal whatever you want.
And just get after it. So, yeah, thank you guys again. Feel free, DM us. There's a lot going on in the summer. A lot of RFAs, a lot of signings. Nick Bjugstad, you heard it here first. Going to the Arizona Coyotes, playing in front of 500 to 1,500 fans at a time. and he's super stoked for it. Not a lot of people are going to see him get exposed.
And he's also taking sponsorship. So if you want to sponsor Nick Bjugstad,
hit us up, and
we'll take your money.
Acting agents. So it's a good time. Again, if you haven't checked it out, this is the Beauty League live from the Braemar Arena in Edina, Minnesota. Looking forward to just seeing you guys Epi 20 and DM
big
us.
One.
Give us some, 20. Give us some stuff that you guys want to know about. Any questions, we're always happy to help it. And we'll definitely give you a shout out on the pod. So check it out.
See you guys.
Oh, last thing.
EB20.
Make sure you go to Spotify, iTunes. Subscribe to us.
And
review
don't be shy
us.
To hit us and up on socials.
Yeah. So
hit us up.
If you guys subscribe, review us, give us some 5-star ratings, it actually helps us out a lot. You know, we're just little guys. And straight up, if you don't, we will pump your eyes shut.
If we see you in time, okay.
So thank you guys again. Paydays with On the Bench. I'm Jacob Bardown. That's Oli Postnin. And you just heard Epi 19 live from the Beauty League.
Woo! C Boys, Epi number 20. Holy and Jacob, we claiming the cappy. Low cheese, Missy, top corn, snizzy. We ain't stopping even if there's a whizzy. Quick rappy, extra greasy, snappy. Holy and Jacob, we claiming the cappy. That's right, boys. Jesus, Jacob, I think we're done here. Yeah, let's get out of here. We're gone.